Steve, you've just come out of the dressing room. Your players must be absolutely devastated.
Yeah, and there's a lot of tears in there. They've put a lot of effort and a lot of sweat into what's been a fantastic campaign. We just came off second best tonight. You know, when you concede five goals, it's hard to, you know, to win any game. But I suppose what probably summed us up at 4-3 with 2 minutes to go, we hit the post and had another chance to try and win it again. That shows a bit of resilience. I was hoping the extra time whistle had come and we could just settle down and start again. But I've got to applaud Chelsea. They've been a good side over the two games. I think it's been a fantastic spectacle for anybody who's watched it, whether it be live or on TV. Probably like to have seen a little bit better defending, if we're honest, but there's some very good players out on the pitch for both teams.
At full time, I noticed Cameron Burgess seemed absolutely devastated, and, you know, one of your defenders. It must be so difficult when you've led 6-4 over the two ties at one stage. You must have thought at that point you had one hand on the trophy.
To be honest, I never felt we had one hand on the trophy, because I know how much firepower they've got. But we just needed to settle and keep the ball. That was the key, and they kept putting us under pressure. And I just thought the game was just running out on them a little bit, and then the lads hit a worldie, you know, from the edge of the box. And, you know, they've got the ball into that area a lot, and we blocked it and blocked it. But we just ran out of a bit of luck in the end.
And Dominic Solanke had been quite quiet for the first 82 minutes of the football match. Suddenly scores two vital goals.
That's what goal scorers do. That's what they do. You know, they're probably at the most dangerous when you think you've got them beat and sorted out in terms of as defenders, where you think, well, he's not doing much tonight. And before you know it, oh, their job is to score goals. And when they do it, you know, they win games.
Fulham hadn't got to this stage before. What do you hope that you have learned, that these players, any of the ones who are still able to compete in this competition next season, will learn for the next campaign?
Well, it's not really about the competition, if I'm honest. It's, you know, I think we've got some very good players. You know, and I've said to them, you know, it'll be from here on in next year, there'll be some that will go in the first team squad. There'll be some go on loan, some go in the development squad, and maybe one or two will go for a lot of money. Mm. I certainly hope it's not in the immediate future. In terms of a competition, it's just something. It's a fantastic competition, you know, and we set out to try and win it at the start of the season. We've took on the biggest and the best, but tonight we came out second best.
Thank you.